He was one of the biggest R&B recording artists of a generation. Now R. Kelly faces spending the rest of his life in jail after being found guilty on all counts at a trial in New York.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator who used his fame and fortune to prey on the young, the vulnerable, and the voiceless for his own sexual gratification.
The attorney who represented many Me Too survivors says Kelly is the worst abuser of them all.
Today, R. Kelly has been convicted of very serious federal crimes. Mr. Kelly, who once described himself as a, quote, genius, end quote, to one of my clients who testified, is nothing but a convicted felon.
The 54-year-old singer had faced accusations of sexual assault against young women and children for decades, but seemed almost untouchable. The music industry and the media now stand accused of turning a blind eye to allegations made against him for far too long.
I would say that he was definitely protected. The boys and girls that he did, you know, sell and rape. And I would say because he was protected by not only, right, everybody around him, producers, the music industry itself, everyone knew this was going on and they protected him. So it didn't stop. It increased.
R. Kelly will be sentenced next May and faces decades behind bars. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.